This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Hour 2 on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering, and I know you are. Traeger Grills will be fired up coming up next hour. We're having Philly cheesesteaks. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Also, Seton and the Big German brought in donuts today. These are good donuts, by the way. It's supposed to be, you know, like world-famous donuts that we have today, Seton?
Best in the state. They said top 10 in the country.
They're spicy. They're tasty. They're good.
Yeah, they're real good.
Yeah, I know. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. It's hour two. We'll talk to Jamal Crawford. He'll join us on loan from NBA TV. We'll recap last night. What are the expectations for Victor Wembanyama? And also, how do the Golden State Warriors and Chris Paul make this work? Because after being traded to the Wizards, Chris Paul was a popular trade candidate. And the Hall of Famer was dealt to Golden State yesterday in exchange for Jordan Poole and some future first-round picks. And at first glance, adding him seems like an odd fit. And when I was told this, whatever it was, 10 days ago, hey, Golden State is interested in Chris Paul, I kept thinking, how does that work unless he is your point guard for the second team? They had to get rid of Jordan Poole. I don't think that you could bring back Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. It's best for both that they, you know, if Jordan Poole has a fresh start someplace else. And Washington, and he's a good player. He just kind of collapsed in the playoffs this year. But can he give you 20 a night? Yeah. Might not be a meaningful 20, but he's going to Washington and a chance to get away from Draymond Green. Imagine that. You get knocked out in preseason, and then you're the one that gets traded. But Golden State knows Draymond Green is more valuable. And they're going to keep everybody together probably for one or two more years. I don't know how much longer Chris Paul can play at his age. But if I can bring him off the bench, and let's say he's playing 20, 25 minutes a night, that's good. You know, he played 32 minutes a game last year. If I can reduce that and he can give us a lift, he can help the younger players, that second unit. All right. I guess I can see it work. But we'll ask Jamal Crawford. He'll join us coming up. Yes, Mark.
Draymond's going to be even more unbearable at training camp because he gets into it with another player and he says, hey, you see what happened to the last guy, right? You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Get knocked out and go to Washington?
Yeah. You don't want me to pool you because I'll do that to you. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Major League Baseball, PGA Tour, IndyCar, and more. And this show on Peacock. The most live sports of any streamer. Check it out. The sports tab on PeacockTV.com or the Peacock app to learn more. Poll question, Seton.
First hour, we put up who had the best week, Greg Popovich, Chris Paul, Deion Sanders, or Kristaps Porzingis. Right now, 59% have Pop, which makes sense.
Yeah, he's not going to be retiring anytime soon. Gosh, I thought 2 years ago he was going to turn the reins over to Becky Hammon. I really thought that. Or a year ago, I think, that I thought that. But Pop's not going anywhere anytime soon, I wouldn't think, with Victor Wembanyama in town.
We also put up there Grady Dick's outfit last night was awesome or awful. 79% of the audience just don't get it, apparently. They said awful.
I wasn't big on it.
I appreciated it. I really did.
It's the biggest night of your life.
Yeah.
Maybe it was awfully awesome. How's that? Like, it was so bad, you might think it was good.
See, I'm more uncomfortable with dudes who don't wear a shirt under their jacket, and it's just their bare chest. That, to me, is like it's the biggest night of your life. I get it. I mean, you're shredded.
Yeah.
But that's not my look.
Yeah.
I'd rather wear red sequins than have my chest.
See,
up.
I would have a see-through, like a transparent suit. That you could see through. If I was, ripped and I really wanted to have that look, then you'd be able to see through my jacket and see my abs.
Like a shower curtain, like the shower curtain that you can kind of see through.
Yeah. Like I'd leave a little bit, to the mystery
maybe
of
like
it.
Like a waist area there with a towel.
Yeah.
Why don't you do all that work? That's why these guys take their shirts off at the parades.
Oh, yeah.
These football guys.
No fat guy takes his shirt off.
Right. Do you see Aaron Donald at the Rams parade? His shirt was off before he got out of his car.
Yeah. J.R. Smith. Oh, I mean, if I was jacked, I'd probably be shirtless on this show.
I like the guys who aren't jacked who take their shirts off. Like Jason Kelce's, he's a big, strong dude, the center for the Eagles, but he's got the boiler up front.
Yeah. All right, so what's poll question for hour two, Seed?
Yeah, we just put up the Grady Dick one. We also have, this is a little bit of, I don't know, maybe a topic, but 5 years from now, last night's draft will be seen as stacked or weak.
Okay. Stacked or weak?
You can have one guy that makes it, or all of a sudden are we going to be looking back and... One of the things that I heard a lot last night from Jay Billis was, he said it multiple times with... people who are being picked. Right. We already know their floor. Now it's just a matter of how high their ceiling is. And it was almost all these like 3-and-D guys where it's like, we know that he could shoot threes. Now we just have to see if the rest of his game develops.
I just want to know, does the work start now? Like, do they understand now the work starts? Because, hey, I made it. I got drafted. Now I want to know, do you understand the work starts now? Plus, I think these guys who can shoot threes are going to be basketball's version of running backs. It's like, all right, that guy cost too much. You know what? Let me go get another guy, wing guy, 3-and-D, or just a three guy. It just feels like they're going to be able to find, that guy can shoot. Used to be that guy could get to the hoop. Now it's that guy can shoot.
They can be a little interchangeable. You just get another guy to shoot threes.
Yes, and it feels like running backs, it'll be interchangeable where you go, all right, this guy, too much money. Let's get another guy. We'll find another guy who can shoot threes. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, second round pick somewhere. Oh, 6'8", 220. Oh, shot 38% from the three-point line?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Okay, when you're shooting 38% from three-point range in college... To me, that's not great. It's college. That's not a difficult three. Now, I know people are guarding you, but NBA three and college three, there's a little bit of a difference there. In fact, there's a big difference there. And if you're shooting, when they were talking about Juwan Howard's son, Jet, man, he can shoot from the logo, and he shoots 38%. I go, maybe we don't shoot from the logo. Maybe we move in a little bit here. Yeah, Seton.
I like that. Somebody last night, they were talking about, like, yes, the guy can shoot threes, but he can't guard anybody. And I forget who it was. I think it might have been J.J. Redick. And they were like, can we stop with that? Who cares? They're like, Kyle Korver can shoot a three. He never guarded anybody in his life, played for 18 years. Why? When are we going to let go of this whole can't guard anybody thing? Well, nobody cares.
Remember Joker, that he wasn't good at the other end and Bede was a better defender? That was part of people's logic why they didn't vote for Joker? Yeah, but he's a liability on defense. I watched the NBA Finals. It just didn't seem like he was that much of a liability on defense. We pick and choose. It's like, man, that guy, he doesn't play defense at all. Okay. Larry Bird wasn't a good defender. Came up with, he played the passing lanes, but nobody ever said, you know, Bird can't play defense. It was like, who's guarding Bird? I don't know if Magic was a good defender. All I know is, who was guarding Magic? Or Steve Nash? He can't guard anybody. You're right. Who's guarding him? Chances are we're going to have an advantage every single time down the floor. Yes, Marv.
The NBA draft is my favorite thing. It's so much different than the NFL draft because the NFL draft is about guys who have produced on the college level. The NBA draft is about guys, what you think they might be able to do at the next level.
Bloop.
Guy
Bloop.
Averaged 8.7 points. He's a fourth pick in the draft.
I know. And that's, we love potential. When you see that guy and you go, yeah, I know what he can do. But that guy, I always go back to Deshaun Watson. That dude in college did whatever, what he did, what you wanted a great quarterback to do. But we saw it. Mitchell Trubisky, have you seen this guy? He's only played 13 games. Man, the sky's the limit. I'm going, okay. But after a while, the guy who does it right in front of you, I have to account for that. Yes, Eden.
But right there, you know, people, especially the NBA draft, get a lot of criticism for not speaking negatively about the draft picks. It's all positive.
Everybody was great last night.
Everybody. But I think that's because nobody really has any idea who's going to work out. And I don't mean that as a slight towards people who do it for a living. I just don't think, aside from LeBron and Victor Wembanyama, like those guys, the obvious ones that are like, this is a really big deal, right? Luka was probably in there. Would he go third, maybe? There's some people that stand out as like, this dude's probably going to be it. But the rest of them, it's a total crapshoot. You have absolutely no idea who's going to make it and who isn't.
And it felt like everybody's around the same size with the same wingspan.
And same skill set.
Yeah. They all
do the exact same thing.
Yeah. It's weird. It's one-dimensional, it feels like. Like, how do I get to the NBA? Well, if you can be a wing guy, a 3-and-D, you can get there.
Yeah, 6-7, hit a 3.
Yeah.
You're in.
That's it.
Except for the Twins. The Twins were funny because one of them was like this slasher attacker and the other one was a lockdown defender. And it's like, oh, yeah, I wonder how they figured that out.
They guarded each other.
Yeah, they were guarding each other all the time in the garage or, you know, in the driveway.
Yeah, you imagine that. Let's see. Bryson, California. I think you're going to have to wait about 3 or 4 years. You know, when you're looking at 18 or 19-year-olds, you got to wait a couple of years to kind of figure out who they're going to be. You know, Brandon Miller, he'll grow into the body. Victor Wembanyama. But some of these other players. And, you know, imagine Drew Timmy. He did everything you want a college basketball player to do. He went undrafted. He would give you, you know, 20 points. Sonogo from UConn. Like, they did what you want college basketball players to do. But they don't fit in with today's NBA. Yeah, Paulie.
The worst thing you could be in college basketball right now for your future is an All-American. If you're an All-American, that means you're a junior or senior. You're very accomplished and very well-known. Zach Edey at Purdue. He went back to Purdue because he's probably going to make more money at Purdue. Trace Jackson Davis, for the senior at Indiana, he was the second-to-last pick of the draft. He averaged 22-11 in the Big Ten. Drew Timmy, he's one of the all-time leading scorers in his conference history, his school history. He didn't get sniffed at the draft.
Yeah.
All these, if you look at the All-American list from years and years ago, those guys were the top five picks.
Bryce in California. Hi, Bryce. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, 6 foot, soft, 220.
Yeah.
I have a couple Victor nicknames for you guys. Why don't we bring back a 90s marketing legend and call him the Grand Yamama? Or, since he moves so fluidly on the court, we can call him the French Trickler.
French Tickler, French Tickler, okay. Fritzy's not here today, by the way.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Fritzy's not here today.
Did he have that guy calling on his behalf?
We have Yacht Rock today. That's Marvin's cookout playlist. He's been killing it so far. We've been told to stay in our lane when it comes to analyzing, criticizing, critiquing Christopher Cross. Correct. Yes, Marv.
But how come people don't understand that we don't have a lane?
Okay. I mean, we do talk about everything. I think what some of these people are saying is when you talk about something that you're going to be specific, then maybe you shouldn't talk about that if you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, Mark.
What makes our show so different is I get excited about the Super Bowl and the Oscars because I already know how my Monday is going to be. Like, it's just on the same level to me. Like, the Super Bowl and the Oscars on this show?
Yeah.
Like, the Monday after?
Yeah.
I know exactly what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, LeBron scored 80. Cool. But that's in the B block.
Yeah. The B block.
TV term.
Yeah.
People asking, by the way, how trivia night went, Marvin.
You and your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big
we
anniversary.
Won.
You won?
We won 90s trivia night.
Let's go.
Okay. Yep. Give us a couple of questions.
All right. So who was the actress who played Felicity on the show Felicity?
Oh, she got curly hair.
Yeah, Paul.
Callista Flockhart?
No.
I don't. Is that the show? I don't remember.
Callista Flockhart was...
Nice
what's her name? She played that doctor. Allie lawyer.
Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal. Allie McBeal. Yeah. Kerry Russell.
Yes.
Kerry Russell.
She's in The Diplomat.
Now. Oh, yeah.
All right, what else do you have, Mark?
All right. OPP stood for what?
Other people's property?
Or?
Well, there's a couple other P's, but property was technical term. Yes.
You know me, I'm OPP.
That's right.
Yeah.
This 90s is my wheelhouse.
Okay. What else do you have?
What was the musician's name that came to an in-store on Empire Records?
Oh, dang.
Eddie Vedder.
No, he's a fictional character.
Oh, fictional character.
And Liv Tyler loved him.
Yeah, Paul.
Rex.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Rex Boddington, Rex Boddington.
What show was it?
Empire Records was a movie.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if it still holds up, but I remember at the time thinking it was very good.
Rex Hogard? I don't know.
Rex Hogard. Did you know that one, Marvin?
Rex Manning.
Rex Manning.
Okay.
That one was killing me because I said Rex.
Oh, he was such a jerk.
And everybody, the reaction Paulie had.
Yeah.
Was everybody's reaction. Oh, what was his name? Oh.
Okay.
And then they would play like a bonus song after the 10 questions for each round.
Yeah.
And you'd have to name the artist. Or they would do stuff like, what movie was Iris? Like, what was the soundtrack?
City of Angels? Was that?
Bloop.
Oh.
Meg Ryan and
Nicolas
Nick Cage.
Cage. Yes.
Yeah. That was in his... He was killing it then. Yeah. He was on top of the mountain.
So they were doing like stuff like that.
Okay.
Know, a bunch of other stuff. But we ended up winning all that useless information.
Well, congratulations. What a wonderful way to spend your anniversary.
It was.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any other thing fun to do.
You're in love. You're in like.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you tell your wife my philosophy that you fall in love, but you stay married because you like each other?
No, but I will.
Yeah, you should.
I think we share an anniversary with somebody else, with two other people.
Oh.
John Calipari? Wait.
John Calipari's wedding anniversary?
It was yesterday.
Oh, and he was at the NBA draft?
Yeah.
Okay.
And someone else that we're pretty familiar with. You've been in a couple of his movies.
Adam Sandler's wedding anniversary?
Bloop.
Oh.
Big 2-0, I think.
Big 20, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
No. So congrats to those guys, too.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's great. I love love. All right. We'll take a break. Jamal Crawford will give us his expectations for Victor Wembanyama. And also, how do the Golden State Warriors make it work with Chris Paul? Back after this. Shopping for tires can be deflating. Pun intended. Not at TireRack.com. Free shipping. Free road hazard protection. Just the start. They test the tires. They have their own test track there. They push the tires to the limit. I said to Seton, now, this is a potential sponsor, partner here. Can you go out to South Bend on your way to the Super Bowl? So he and the French kid took the van, stopped in, tire rack, got to see the entire station.
That warehouse, this is going to sound surprising, has an unbelievable amount of tires in it.
Like how many?
more than you could possibly, what you're thinking right now, even more than that. You know the scene
but
at the end of.
But what else would they have in there?
You know the scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark when they're wheeling the crate in and it has the ark in it?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're trying to. It's like that. It's that many tires.
But what else would Tire Rack have but tires in their warehouse?
I know, but I'm just saying it's more than you think it is. It's a crazy number of tires.
TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right.
Not enough flute in music these days.
Yeah. Jamal Crawford's got his headphones on, listening to the music. Boz Skaggs, not a bad vibe there. What do you think?
I love it. That song, it's amazing when you listen to music like that. I wonder if he knew that we'd still be playing it 20, 30 years later. You know what I mean? So I think it's great.
What kind of music would you listen to before a game?
You know what I used to do, Dan? I would listen to the same music I listened to in high school. So it could be Mariah Carey. It could be Jay-Z, it could be Tupac, it could be anything I listened to at that moment because I wanted to be as free as I was on the court in high school in the NBA. So I try to put myself in that mindset.
Did you meet Mariah Carey?
I actually did meet Mariah Carey in New York when I was there. She came to a game, I believe, in my first year there and met her. And I was like, wow, like I used to play you when I was in high school. So it was pretty cool for sure.
But when's the last time you remember, or first time you remember, like looking at somebody in the stands and going, damn, that's such and such?
Ooh, the first time. I would say it's probably Q-Tip. When I was with Chicago Bulls and he told the story, I was at a game and he was shocked. I was having a pretty good game and I'm taking the ball out of bounds right in front of him. I was like, oh yeah, I love Tri-Call Quest, by the way, Q-Tip, you're the man. I threw the ball in, he started cracking up laughing. He's like, how'd you even know I was right there? I'm like, I'm always pretty in tune with who was there.
That's good stuff. All right, the official introduction, Jamal Crawford, former sixth man of the year, NBA TV, one of our favorites here. Give me the expectation level you would have as a teammate of Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio?
Well, it depends if I'm a veteran teammate or if I'm a younger teammate.
You're a veteran.
You know, I'm a veteran. I would say, you know what? We've seen a lot of guys come in the league. Obviously, not quite with the same amount of hype, but I will look at the good that he does. Obviously, he's a unicorn. Dan, have you seen anything like him?
No, I Ralph Sampson comes to mind.
Yes, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, so Ralph was similar, but he didn't have the handle or the range, but he was a different 7'4" than we'd ever seen before in the league.
Yeah, he's like a combination of guys. And what I love is when you talk to him or you listen to him, his focus is there. And I'm not sure he could have went to a better place in San Antonio. Obviously, Pop is the man, and having Duncan and Manu and Tony and David Robinson, all these great guys over the years, I'm sure he'll have a great system in place to develop. But if I'm a veteran guy, I'm going to say, young fellow, we're going to put our head down. We're going to work. Don't let your highs get too high or your lows too low. We're just going to continue to work and keep doing that. You'll be special.
But how do I use him on the court, on the offensive end?
I think he kind of determines that. What's he ready for? Is he ready to go on the perimeter? Is he ready to play out the mid-post? Is he ready to handle the ball and pick and roll? I think that's how I'm looking at him because he's so unique with such a skill set. It's about which one's ahead of which first in the pros because it's going to be a little bit different for sure.
But also trying to figure this out, that when I was growing up, if you were tall, don't even think about coming out to the perimeter. Now these guys all want to come out to the perimeter, but that leaves the lane. I mean, inside is open here. That these guys, it feels like those are easy twos you could have, but I don't know if anybody wants easy twos anymore.
Now they want the easier three, right? It's funny, at my pro-am, I was sitting up watching up top, and I was looking down, and not one guy in the warm-ups, not even the big guys, went there for a layup. They're all shooting jumpers down. I'm like, look where the game is going now, right? Like, everybody wants to shoot the three ball, and everybody can work on that. So I think it's appealing to the world. It's universally appealing.
But I wonder about this, though, Jamal. Are three-point shooters going to be like running backs in the NFL, that you can find them? Because everybody's going to be able to shoot that. And then you can find running backs. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs had a 7th-round draft pick on their Super Bowl winning team. I just feel like the guy who can shoot the three, that's going to be commonplace, and you'll be able to, you know, guy gets too much money or going to want too much money, move on, we'll find another 3-and-D guy.
Right. That's a good question. But I really am interested to see if the big man, right, will come back, or the going inside or just not shooting threes will come back after Denver's won it the way Joker and those guys did it. So it'll be interesting. Obviously, there's no Jokers out there, but I'm just interested to see if the game will kind of revert back. You know, it's a copycat league.
Okay, but what would Shaq be doing now if he was coming out of college?
Oh, my goodness. Dan, who's guarding? First off, you're probably putting like a power forward on him because there's no more true centers. Very few, right? So
yeah,
Shaq would do whatever he wanted to do.
I mean, Kevon Looney is not going to shut down Shaq.
No disrespect to Kevon, but I'm not – like, he was already the most dominant in that physical era. Like, in this era, he would – Shaq may even try to dust off some of his point guard skills from high school and bring it up, drop it off, and do a little bit of everything, right? Yeah, because yeah. This is – it's that league now.
Yeah, but, I mean, the league is built upon these big men. Is Kareem going to be a three-point shooter? Hakeem no. Or David Robinson, or I mean, run down the list of all these great big men who made their Hall of Fame names by playing inside.
Yes, and I would hope these GMs are smart enough to allow their guys to play to their strengths, right? Like, everybody should not be a three-point shooter. It's not for everybody. We can't just say, okay, you know, Dwight Howard late in his career, like, you're going to start shooting threes. Like, ooh. No, you go dominate inside, right? And then we'll work out from there.
But then you have Brooke Lopez, who didn't take threes, who extended his career by being able to make threes.
Yeah, I want to say he's an anomaly. I wouldn't want Shaq doing that. I definitely would not want. Yeah, right? I wouldn't want, oh my goodness, so many dominant guys in there like that can dominate. Tim Duncan, I wouldn't want him just stepping out shooting threes all the time.
Yeah, because he'd try to bank him. We're talking to Jamal Crawford, NBA TV. Tell me how it works with Chris Paul and Golden State.
That's a great question. I think if they start him, I think he comes out early, kind of like he did in Houston. You know, probably comes out the 5-minute mark, comes back in the second quarter and runs the second quarter unit as well. So he has a lot of second unit guys around him where the ball is still in his hands. But Now, if you're Steph, you have 2 point guards. And for Golden State, you have another thinker. You always want as many high IQ thinking guys as possible, especially when you're a championship team like they are.
Yeah, I think he's going to come off the bench. I think he would be a great guy to have coming off the bench to help those younger players. I mean, they got to eventually, Kuminga has to show me that he can take that next step. And I wonder if Chris Paul, because I got to limit his minutes too, maybe around 25 minutes a night. I don't want him playing 32 minutes. I got to limit that, and then all of a sudden he leads the second wave. At least that would be the approach. But I'm also wondering about, I was told these two things. Golden State was interested in Chris, and Draymond would not come back to Golden State if Jordan Poole was still there. Jordan Poole gets knocked out and then gets sent to Washington. That seems mean-spirited, Jamal.
No, that one I didn't see coming. I did not see that trade coming whatsoever. Like, I thought Jordan Poole was, you know, they committed to him. He just helped him win the championship the year before.
Well, who would you keep? Would you keep Jordan Poole or you would keep Draymond?
Well, it depends on what you need. I think for Golden State, Draymond is kind of more vital to their success just because he takes such responsibility being the point forward. Right? I'm not sure I've ever seen, well, I'm sure I have, but very few combinations have I ever seen that kind of needed each other as much with Steph and Draymond. So if it comes down to it, it has to be the Draymond-Steph thing. They have to kind of go together. And once he opted out, now it's like, okay, we definitely have to resign and we can't lose him. And that's where things start taking fold.
If Damian Lillard called you,
yes,
ask for advice. Have you talked to Dame Lillard?
I have not talked to Dame Lillard.
If he reached out and said, we just got another younger guy. We keep getting younger. I'm getting older. I'm not going to be playing in big games. What advice would you give him?
I would tell him to stay the course. I think out of all the guys who are in the draft, I truly believe Scoot, even though he's young, is the most NBA ready physically, most ready mentally. I did an interview with him, and just hearing his answers and how he looks at things and how he approaches things. And I asked him, I said, so you, at 17 years old, your parents sent you across country. I said, that's a kudos to you and them, that they trust you enough to go there and that you're ready for that. Right. But so if I'm Dame, I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to give this young kid a chance. I know he's young, but if I go get another, let's say, all-star, if he can bring the same kind of impact in year one, then maybe I can grow from here. But I'm not giving a lot of time. I'll probably give it half a season, see how it works out, and then I'm not getting younger if I'm Dame. I'm ready to go win a championship.
Yeah. You know what's weird?
What would you tell him, Dan? What would you tell him?
I would say, what is going to make you happy? Like, you've given Portland everything.
Yes.
If you leave, you come back, they're going to give you a standing ovation. You know, it's not like Chris Paul, when he leaves, he comes back to New Orleans or Houston. You know, Dame is part of Portland's basketball landscape forever. But I want to know, like, what is the joy that you're going to get now from playing basketball? And where are you going to get that joy? Because he can get 30 a night, but so what? I'd rather he got 25 and they were meaningful games. And that America got, remember we fell in love with him because we got to see him on a big stage and he hit big shots?
Yes.
You know, I feel bad. It's like Mike Trout playing baseball. He got 3 playoff games against Kansas City. Hadn't played in any playoff games since then.
But, Dan, is the ultimate win for him to say, you know what, I'm going to be viewed when this is all said and done like a Dirk, like a Steph Curry, in a league where it's such change that I'm the one pillar. I have an opportunity to be the best player to ever play here, and I stayed here my whole career.
Yeah, but they build around Steph, and they build around Dirk. That's the difference.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference. And that's where, you know, your head or your heart, which one are you going to go with at that point, right? And that's with the battle at some point that he's going to approach if they don't change things fast.
And we don't value loyalty in sports, whether it's a player to a team or, you know, an owner or coach to a player. And Dame is giving you loyalty here. And somehow we'll find fault in that. Like KG when he was in Minnesota. It's like, dude, you know, you got to get out.
He should have left 3 years before, right? That's what we'll be saying at the time.
Yeah,
it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
But also, you played for what, 6 teams, 7 teams?
Well, 9 if you count the one in the bubble too. You got to give me that one too. That bubble game gave me a year and it gave me a year. It gave me a year and another team for one game.
Did you keep all your jerseys?
No, I only have two in my house, actually. I have my Knicks one and my Clippers one. And both teams traded me loyalty, right? Go figure.
You played 6 minutes, I think, for Brooklyn, didn't you?
If I had 5 points, 3 assists in 6 minutes, Dan, and I had played 16 months. I said, you know what? This is feeling like it did right when I left 16 months ago. Absolutely.
You know, if we prorate that, you know, you're getting 37 a night. I mean, you're killing it.
Yes. And I came back against the best team in the league at that time. I said, I don't want to come back against Orlando. I want Milwaukee. Jack Vaughn looked at me like I was crazy. He said, you sure you want them? I said, yes.
The worst way you found out you got traded?
Oh, the worst way. You know what? If you go back, the Knicks, actually, I was playing. We were in Milwaukee, and Mike D'Antoni had just did a sit-down interview with John Thompson, the late John Thompson, rest in peace, on TNT, and they were talking. He was like, yeah, you know, Jamal could average, you know, 25 here, 30 here, whatever. He can be, you know, a great, great scorer. I'm in Milwaukee, shoot around. I hear a rumor, and I'm like, well, he just stopped averaging 25 or 30. There's no way. I'm not playing in Milwaukee. He helped me out that night, Dan. That was it. It took me 3 days to recover from that one.
Well, no. I think he was saying you could average 25 a night, just not with
just
his
not
team.
Here. Yeah. Just not here.
Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah.
He said, in Golden State, you'll get more shots than running up and down. So, yeah, that's what happened. That was shocking.
Hey, great to talk to you as always. Thanks for joining us. LeBron played last year in your summer league.
He did.
Is he playing this year?
I don't know if he's playing this year, but we will have some superstars playing this year. And hopefully, and even if he doesn't, he definitely helped the momentum with guys coming, superstars stepping up. So we'll see what happens.
Is that just he shows up and then you go, oh, damn, LeBron's here?
No, he actually texted me a little bit before. There was some people working behind the scenes. Absolutely. Dejounte Murray was working behind the scenes. Cuffs was working behind the scenes. So many guys kind of pushing it forward. And we had talked about it, and it just didn't add up. But the timing was right. And he was excited. Dan, he was so excited. He wanted his jersey delivered to the hotel like it was AAU. He really wanted to put on a great show. So kudos to him for that.
Thank you again, Jamal. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's Jamal Crawford, one of our favorites, NBA TV. Got a bright future in this business. Let's take a break. We got more phone calls coming up. We're back after this, Dan Patrick Show. It's a Friday, but it could be a Sunday. And if it were a Sunday, then it would be Slider Sunday, King's Hawaiian. Yeah. It's not an official holiday, but it should be. They have all kinds of recipes. They call it recipe inspiration. KingsHawaiian.com. Slow cook pulled pork mac and cheese sliders. How does that sound? Pork shoulders seasoned with garlic and thyme, paprika, cayenne, combined with mac and cheese. And then you put that on the OG, the original King's Hawaiian sweet roll. Man, that is good. Slider Sunday. You know, that's the next great weekly mealtime. So many great slider combinations. The one constant is starting with King's Hawaiian. Whether it's the original Hawaiian sweet rolls or the pre-sliced slider buns or the ones that are so decadent, the sweet and salty pretzel slider rolls. King's Hawaiian, Slider Sunday. Make it an official holiday in your family. The irresistible, fluffy King's Hawaiian rolls. Enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I got odds for Wembanyama, his rookie season, according to DraftKings, to average 20-10, plus 170. To average 20-2 blocks per game, plus 205. Spurs to win the title, and Wemby to win Rookie of the Year, plus 30,000. You know, we're talking about his expectations. What's the team's expectation? That's what I'm curious about. Would they have 25 wins last year? Does that sound about right for the Spurs?
Yeah, they're 22-60.
Okay. All right. So what would be fair for the expectations for the team itself? 32 wins? Maybe?
They've got a bunch of guys you don't know, you know, on that team. They just got a bunch of solid ball players, but none of them are even like B pluses.
Well, you got Greg Popovich, though. You got Hall of Fame coach.
I wonder how this helps them free agency, because it is a, you know, a somewhat cool market. There's a lot of, you know, good tax implications. Now you're going to be under the, you'll get a lot more coverage than a lot more national TV games.
Yeah, plus you'd want to play with somebody like that who plays at both ends and just sort of be there for the ride as well, complimenting him and his game. Yao Ming. I remember when they had Coutinho Mobley and Steve Francis, and I thought, okay, all right, you got some guys here. And then when I went to Houston, I went down there for a day, and I didn't like the body language at all. It didn't feel like everybody was embracing Yao Ming, like Stevie Franchise and Coutinho Mobley. It's like, all right, he's coming in, he's got to adapt to us. And I'm thinking, no, that's not it's going to be the other way around. Yes, Marvin.
Steve Francis, relax. You didn't want to go to Vancouver. You could have been in Vancouver and been the guy there.
Yeah. Yeah, Pauline.
Yao Ming had a really good career going. His first 3 years, he played all 82 games. Then he started getting hurt, but he was playing better. I think his second to last year in the league, he was 27. He averaged 25 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2.5 blocks. It was all working out. Yeah. He was playing like 37 minutes a game. And then once he had that foot injury at age 28, it was over fast.
And he was so, he had a thick trunk. Like he was built to, we think Shaq's big, and you'd have Shaq stand next to Yao Ming and you'd go, Yao Ming is big.
It's one of the most shocking pictures you could see is those two standing next to each other.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Because, you know, I stood next to Mark Eaton and he was 7'5 and he was a big 7'5. I stood next to Sean Bradley, and he was 7'6", but he was a thin 7'6", Manute Bol. When you stand next to Yao Ming, it's like there aren't many people on the planet who are bigger than that guy. And you would think Shaq would be there, and you know, we always look at Shaq and go, oh, man, he's the biggest guy in the NBA. Yao Ming was bigger than him. Ryan in Honolulu. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ryan.
You talked about doing Dan Patrick's show to your last breath.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you do, buddy, because you'll never jump the shark. You'll always be the Fonz to us. And happy days. Happy days. Speaking of, Paulie appears happy today, which is weirding me out.
Well, Fritzy's not here.
Oh, I thought he was just contributing the right amount today.
No, Fritzy's out today. Yeah.
I thought you turned up the AC-ton in the back row because it seems a lot cooler back there.
I just thought this he was contributing today. The right amount.
Is this a roast today?
The right amount is funny.
Okay.
It's a meat Friday, Dan. Roast seems appropriate.
Okay. All right. What else do you have for me, Ryan?
Today's show is so great. It's gone so smoothly. It's sports Emmy worthy. And I know you'll steer this yacht home today, Dan.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Ryan in Honolulu with some nice words for a change. Kicking up the AC-ton. It's cooler in the back. I put down the cone of silence there over Fritzy's desk. There.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, in memoriam for Fritzy not being here today. So he misses out on the Philly cheesesteaks and Yacht Rock. And donuts.
And donut day, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Todd.
Sorry,
buddy. Hope you feel better. Jack in San Antonio. Hi, Jack. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got a nickname for the number one pick. I'm not even going to try the name.
Okay.
But the dictator, because he dictates your shot angle. He dictates your game plan.
Okay. I don't know. In this politically correct world, I don't know if dictator is going to work, but sure, we can workshop that. Yeah, Paul.
That might be better for Grady Dick, the guy out of Kansas.
Oh, he is the dictator.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a better name.
And somehow Tater works for him, too.
Dictator.
Yeah, a little bit of a Tater vibe.
Yeah. If he was only from Idaho and went to Kansas.
Tater.
Hey, Tater Tot. Hey, the dictator.
How did Duke not get him? He seems like a territorial Duke guy.
I don't know.
He born to play for Duke.
Yeah. Because everybody who plays for Duke is a...
Tater.
No.
There you go. I know.
A Grady Dick. He can shoot. He can get a shot off.
Just wanted to stay home, I guess.
Yes.
You know?
Apparently so. Yeah. Apparently so.
First one in, last one out.
Yeah. Probably does, you know, son of a coach. Yeah, Paul.
It's going to be fun next year when the announcers call his shot, if you know what I mean. Dick from three. You know, it's just going to be good TV.
Unbelievable night. What a dick.
Look at that dick move. He totally crossed him up.
Poor guy's entire life. He's probably heard those things.
Let's get him out of the way now.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I was watching the Kansas State game, and they were saying, deceptively athletic. I wanted to pull the hair that I don't have out of my head.
Yeah.
I was like, he's 6'8", 205. What do you mean deceptively athletic? He looks athletic. The skin color says that he's not supposed to be. I was like, he's 6'8", 205. I'm not sure what.
Although you're deceptively athletic, Marvin.
Well, I'm carrying an extra 60 pounds.
I know, but you're deceptively athletic. You're not athletic. You're deceptively athletic.
And I'm actually less athletic than I appear, if possible.
You're not deceptively.
No.
Yeah. Seton is athletic. He's not deceptively. He's athletic.
I didn't see him dunking out there recently.
No, but he's got hand-eye coordination.
Right.
He can shoot, got a nice little jumper. You know, he can play both ends of the floor. He can stretch the floor a little bit. Wait, you're not buying into this compliment here? You're athletic.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening to you. I agree with everything you just said.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So by all means, please continue.
Yeah.
He's got big hands, too.
But massive. Bigger hands than you. Yeah. Deceptively big hands.
Are we about to check our wingspan?
Ooh, is that where we're going right now?
I think we did this before.
Are we about to go wingspan on that?
I think we wingspanned before. I don't think we've grown. Yes, Marv.
I haven't.
Your wingspan?
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. Everybody last night, you're 6'7", your wingspan's 7'2", felt like. I never remember that growing up where somebody be like, he's got, his wingspan's impressive.
I think J.J. Redick said that he was minus wingspan, that he's actually taller, but his arms aren't wider.
You know who's got, I'd like to know what Jerry West's wingspan is, because Jerry West has some long arms. Because he's 6'4", but he's got, he's probably got a 6'9", 6'10 wingspan there. Next time we have him on, ask Jerry West that. Final hour coming up. Oh, Seth Greenberg from the Mothership will join us. Get his thoughts on the draft. More phone calls as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.